Welcome. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim with my lovely wife, Candace Brim, and I really overmarried. And guys out there who are not married, there is a God. Trust Him. There's one out there. Now, we are pastors and co-pastors. I'm just trying to have fun and make everybody smile in this room. My nephew's here, and he's producing this thing. We're pastors of a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, along with Pastor Lee Morgans, and it's Mom's church called A Glorious Church, and we have services at 10 o'clock, that's Sunday morning, and 6 p.m. on Wednesday night, and we are training champions for Christ, and we have been teaching this week on activating and reaching God's potential in your life, that 2016 is the year of great potential.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, we have, and we define that potential is the hidden ability or gifts that are inside of us. And so we've really, the last 3 days, been trying to encourage people to recognize that you have a God-given potential.
Amen.
And that's been our goal, because the word tells us that we are to edify each other, to build each other up,
yes,
to bring us to a place that we go, oh yeah, I can do this.
Right.
And that's what we do at A Glorious Church Fellowship. God has so blessed us. Pastor Lee Morgan's awesome. Christy Mullins, awesome to work with. And we all believe in edifying each other and building it up. But our goal for 2016 in our church is to help each one of us find our God-given potential and then get it activated, get it going. We can't sit around with our potential in our lap, eating potato chips, surfing the channel. We've got to get out there and get going, because when you get out there and you get going in the grocery store and Walmart and wherever, and you activate that potential or you do something that God has gifted you with, then it gives Him glory. And so that's been what we've been talking about the last 3 days. And so we hope and pray that you have received from this and that it activates you into looking for what God has for you. So we're going to go on today, and I just want to review here real quick, because we talked about in Romans 11:29, for the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. The Amplified says, for God's gifts and His callings are irrevocable. He will never withdraw them when once given, and He does not change His mind about those to whom He gives His grace and gifts, or to whom He sends His call. And so we've been talking about this all week. God gives them to you. He never takes them away. They're always there. Even those things you thought back in your 20s, I won't tell you how old I am, but 20 was a while ago. Even those things you thought when you were in your 20s that you haven't seen come to fruition, God still has them there. He hasn't pulled them out. He hasn't said, they're not yours.
It's too late.
Too late.
You know, you had plenty of time. No, they're still there.
Yeah. But you may be saying, if you've listened all week, you may be going, oh, that's great. Hi, awesome. Yay. But how do I get there? How do I tap into my potential? How do I get that place? And I just one day I was praying over this, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, you put a demand on it. You put a demand on it. Well, how do you put a demand on it? By activating your faith. It's all about faith. Everything with God has to do with faith.
According to your faith.
According to your faith, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
According to your faith. And I heard, you know, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So another way you could say that, faith is the potential of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Bill Winston says, faith gives you unlimited potential. Faith gives you unlimited potential. I know the day I heard him say that, I was watching him on BVOV. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Copeland and putting on that, because I have it on all the time. But he said, Bill Winston said that, and it just rose in me. And I'm one of those, I like to jump, shout, and praise God. And so I'm running around my house, jump, shouting, praising God, because that is us. We have unlimited potential, and we tap it out by faith. We get it out by faith. We bring it forth in our lives by faith.
And your faith has a voice.
Yes, it does.
Your joy has a voice.
Yes, it does.
It talks about in Jeremiah. Your gladness has a voice. And I heard one time years ago a vision that Jerry Savelle had. And he went to God and he said, he was just in his heart. He said, God, why are these things not happening? Why are these prayers not being answered? And the Lord showed him. And one of the things that he said was, you're not speaking those things that be you're not speaking those things that be not as though they were enough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's your faith in words. Right. You got to speak it. I do have potential. Mm-hmm. What did God say to the weak? Let the weak say. He didn't say let them think and meditate. He didn't say let them ponder on it. Let them hope for. He didn't say let them pray. Let them say who they are now.
Yes.
And one time the Lord said to me, tell the people to say this. I'm well on my way to becoming who I already am. I'm not the sick trying to get healed. I'm the healed resisting sickness.
Right.
I'm not the poor trying to get rich.
Right.
I'm the rich resisting poverty.
Right.
That's who I am in Him.
Amen.
In the Word.
That's right.
And faith comes by the Word.
Right.
Amen. So that potential in you is in there. Speak it.
Right.
You're not weak.
Yes.
Greater is He who is in me than he that is in the world.
Yes.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Preach
I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Amen.
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 So I have potential. It's in me. God put it in me. It's precious. I'm just getting all this from this week's teaching. If you haven't been listening, you need to get the archives of this and meditate on it and listen to it because it's there and it's precious to me.
Yeah.
So speak it.
Yes. Well, you know, Billy, almost called her Mimi, Billy has a whole teaching on the speaking spirit. That's where I learned it from her. And she talked about when God breathed the breath of life to us, we became that speaking spirit. We are the only mammal that speaks, just as God created us to speak. And I can't remember which doctor, if it was Dr. Cho or Caroline Leaf, but they said that in the brain, that when you do something, half of your brain works. Like if you're working with your hands or you're walking or you're doing something, you know, just a portion of your brain works. But when you speak, the whole portion of your brain gets in motion. It's in working motion. And so, you know, I was listening to that and I thought, well, God's brilliant. We need to be speaking. So when we say that this year is the year of the great finances, if we confess this over ourselves, we believe that we receive. You know, then we shall have. But we have to speak it.
Yeah,
by
Mark
faith.
11:23.
That's right where I'm going.
Yeah,
Mark
11:23.
It says here, have faith in God. Brother Hagin, I love Brother Hagin. I can't wait to see him again in heaven. I'm telling you, I always thought he was like a grandpa. I wanted to set his feet and learn everything he did. Well, he went on to be with the Lord. And when I started pastoring here, the Lord told me a couple years ago, he said, I want you to study everything Brother Hagin has. So I go to Raymond, get my little tapes. My car plays Brother Hagin all the time. But this scripture reminds me of Brother Hagin. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Hagin. But it starts off right here. The very first thing Jesus says, have faith in God. That's where it starts. Bill Winston said, unlimited potential is tapped by your faith. Have faith in God. And then he goes on, he says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will come to pass, will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That's the basic principle of faith right there. You can't get around it. Everything was created by laws, by God, and you can't get around you'll have what you say. So if you want this year to be the year of the great potential, and don't stop yourself, don't put it in one little box and go, okay, I want this year to be the year of great finances. No, if you're having problems with your health, I want this year to be the year of great finances and complete total health. You know, don't put God in a box. Man puts God in the box. God can do all things. Have faith in God.
Because God is faithful too.
Yes. Yes. He's faithful to his word.
You know what? We're doing a series, or our Vision Sunday's coming up.
Yes, next Sunday.
And so we put what we can do more, and then what God will do for us. But we have a part to play. It's like Brother Hagin used to teach, it's a chess match. You move, he moves.
Yes.
I want it to be a year of great praise.
Yes.
I want to praise him more.
Yes.
I want it to be a year of great thankfulness.
Yes.
I want to thank him more. I want it to be a year of great giving. I want to give more. And that just doesn't mean money.
No.
That means my abilities and my gifts.
Yes.
See, these gifts are not for us to just hold on to and they're just for us. They're for the body. They're for people.
Right, right.
To bless them so God can use us
to change their lives for his glory.
Praise God. Yes. What a year this is going to be.
Yes. Glory to God.
I'm excited about it. Are you?
Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
You know, you were talking about giving your gifts. We have a little lady in our church. Her name's Jo. And God has placed in her a gift of decorating, a gift of organizing and decorating. And, you know, you may look at that and say, well, that's just something I desire to do. But that gift, you know, she came in and she helped us. We build a new youth building. Well, we first started with the youth building, and we needed a designer, and she just happened to come along and say, hey, I can help you out. Well, she decided to activate a gift of potential in her. And now we have a beautiful youth building. My son, who's been to a couple other youth things, and when we travel, sometimes he's with us, he'll go into these other youth buildings, and they may be bigger and they may have a basketball court in the middle of them, but he loves our youth building. He always says, I like ours better. Not that he's supposed to be comparing, but he likes ours better. And that's because of the gift inside of Joe. And then now we're building onto our sanctuary. We're building a new sanctuary, and we're building new bathrooms, new everything. And she's activating that gift, that potential. And it's blessing us.
Yeah.
It's blessing us because I don't have the ability to.
She doesn't just do it. She prays about it.
Oh, yeah. She seeks God. She prays to God.
We're thankful for that gift.
Yes, we're thankful for that gift. But that gift, in turn, is going to give God glory.
But she's giving that gift.
She's giving that
gift. This is going to be your giving the gifts.
Giving of your gifts.
Yeah, giving of your
gifts. Giving of your potential.
Yes.
That's 2016.
This is going to be the year of great giving of your potential.
Yes.
Well, thanks for listening today, and it's really stirred me up. And we are a Glorious Church Fellowship, and we're in Collinsville, Oklahoma, and our service times is Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, Wednesday at 6:30. If you want more information, call 918-371-4589. Also, Mom and I are doing a meeting in Norman, Oklahoma on the authority of the believer, and that is going to be March 18th and 19th. In Norman. If you want more information on where and what times, visit Mom's website, billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. And we're so thankful that you tuned in, and tune in tomorrow, and make sure you get the archives of this, because this is a great teaching and it'll change your life. Shalom.